I'd be ashamed to take money from someone in trouble. He looked at her properly then, studying her face as if to peel off the layers of skin, and found out what she really was thinking. His expression slowly softened, as if he liked what he saw.
Then, may I please stay here until someone can come and fetch me? I don't intend to go back to that hospital, but my security staff will have to set up a temporary refuge while I house hunt. I suppose it'll have to be a hotel again because the journos know where my old flat is, he sighed. And anyway, I hate that place. It's where I had the intruder. If I hadn't had the accident shortly afterwards, I'd have found a new home by now.
She smiled. You've had a bad year.
Tell me about it. That's why I was looking at the house next door. I lost my last home in the divorce settlement, but that place was more to her taste than mine anyway. Well, one big house is much like another, isn't it?
She didn't comment on his public quarrels and violent breakup with his second wife. That marriage had lasted less than a year. Although his music was beautiful, his private life hadn't been anything to boast about. Sophie, on the other hand, had loved her husband dearly and been desolate when he died. Her two grown-up children still missed their father, she knew. She'd made a satisfying new life for herself because you had to move on. You couldn't bring them back. And ironically, she was quite well off now. Hadn't needed it.